Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our paper. I'm going to write Mrs. Oldham. Don't you write that. You write your name. But let's practice nice printing. Because you know what? We've got all the time in the world. Put down your pencil in 3, 2, 1. All right. It's a garage. I don't know if where you live has a garage, but I have a garage where I live. And we try to keep it pretty clean, sort of, kind of. We can fit a car in there. So in our garage is something that is in this picture as well. I'm going to sound it out. You find it. Ready? Box. Box. Yep, box. There are two of them. They're stacked up over by the door. Do you see them? Let's color the box on the bottom of the pile orange. Any kind of orange will work for me. So I sounded out box. What's the beginning sound in box? B, b. Yes, the letter B. And then what's that sound at the end? Box. Yes, it's the letter X. I love the letter X. We don't get to have it all that often. So when it's time, I'm happy. Take 2 more seconds for your orange box and put down that orange crayon. Done. And let's find a yellow crayon for the top box. The X sound is a K sound and an S sound together. So you say the K sound k and the S sounds, and you put it together. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's like you touch something hot. Like that. All right, put down your yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. There is another box in our picture. It's kind of over on the workbench. It's called a tool box. Do you see it? The tool box. It kind of looks like it's on top of a desk, but because this is the garage, it's a workbench. So let's color that tool box green. Any kind of green will work for me. People keep tools in this toolbox. Go ahead and color the whole thing green, even the handle. So, box. Can you think of a word that would rhyme with box? I have one in my head right now. I'll give you a hint. Take away the b in box and change it to f. Yes, fox. I sure hope there's not a fox in those boxes that we just colored. Hope not. Okay, take 3 more seconds for your green toolbox. 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, I'm looking at something in our picture that begins the same way as box. It begins with b. Do you see it? It's, I'll sound it out for you. B, r, u, m. B, r, u, m. Yes, broom. Color the handle only of the broom brown. Just the handle, boys and girls. Just the handle. So box and broom begin the same way. Does tool begin the same way as box? No! Tool begins with what letter? T. Go ahead and put down that brown crayon and let's find that yellow crayon again and let's do the bottom part of the broom yellow. You know, this is the part that if it kind of sweeps over your feet, it kind of hurts. This is the, or these are the bristles of the broom, I think. I think that's what it's called. Oh, bristles. Does that start the same way as broom and box? Sure does. Yes, it does. B says b, and broom begins with b, and box begins with b, and so does bristle. I hope you're done. Put down that yellow crayon, and now I'm going to look for something that starts completely differently. Ready? It starts like this. It starts with p. Do you see something in our picture that starts with P? Yes, the paint. Let's color the paint can, not the paint leaking out, but just the paint can gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you may use your pencil or you can use your black crayon very, very lightly. I'm using my black crayon very, very lightly. I am so happy. It's like I'm surrounded by puppies licking my face. I love the smell of puppy breath. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I'm coloring so lightly. That's why I'm singing. I don't want to be angry and color too dark. Put down your black crayon or your pencil into one, and then let's color the paint that's coming out of there. Let's make it purple. Maybe somebody was coloring or painting something purple in their house. So I'm coloring the inside of the paint can purple, and that begins the same way as paint. Purple, paint. Yeah, it's pretty. All right, put down your purple crayon. And let's look for something else. It's not going to start with P. Ready? It's going to start with D. D. Do you see something? Maybe you were thinking desk, but like I already told you, that's a workbench. I'm looking for something else that starts with D. D. Door. Yes, the door. Let's get our brown crayon and let's paint. Paint. I said paint. Let's color the outside of the door, the border of the door, brown. The outside, not the door itself. We're doing the border. Door. Door. If we took away the D in door and changed it to full, 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 what would we have? Yes, floor. The door will lead down to the floor. The door is next to the floor. The floor is next to the door. Open the door. Step on the floor. The door is next to the floor. Okay, I'm done with that. Now let's color the actual door. Let's get fun here, boys and girls. Let's have some fun. Let's color it blue. I mean, why not? We can have a blue door. I'm going to use my regular blue. You can use any color blue you want. So this is the door. Next to the floor. Next to the floor. So we already know door begins with D. 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 What does door end with? What's the ending sound in door? Go ahead and do the knob too. Yes, R. Door. Same with floor. Floor ends with R as well. There's something else in our picture that ends with R, but we're going to get to it in a little bit. All right, put down all your crayons. What about something in our picture that begins with hose? Do you see the extra hose on top of the shelf? Let's color the hose green. I'm going to use my yellow green crayon this time just to make something a little bit different. Hose. When we sound out hose, we only have three sounds. Hose. Hose. But there is a bossy E at the end. We can't hear it. But when we write the word hose, we got to put that bossy E at the end. So it's hose. Bossy E. Mm-hmm. Put down your green crayon in 2, 1. All right. I see something else in our picture that we need to color. What about this word? It only has two sounds, but it's actually spelled with three letters. K-R. K-R. Yes, the car. I've been saving this color for the car. Let's color the car red. Not the tire, not the windows, but you know, the outside of the car red. Car begins with K. Which is, it could be what? It could be two different letters. It could be a C or it could be a K. Do you know which one it is? Yes, it's the letter C. And it ends with R because you can hear it. You're saying K-R. But there is a letter. When you spell car, you spell it with a C-A-R. It's a bossy R. I don't know if we've gotten to that point in this year yet. Okay, so we have a red car. I'm going to do the bumper red as well. But I'm leaving the windows alone and the tire alone. Okay, take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now let's color the tire black. Let's sound out tire. It has three sounds. T, I, R, T, I, R. And just like hose, it needs a bossy E at the end. So even though we only hear three sounds, T, I, R, we have to have T-I-R and then that bossy E. Okay, take two more seconds for your black tire. 2, 1. And then we're going to color one more thing and then we're going to move on. Do you see the lawn mower? Yes, the lawn mower. Let's color the tires on the lawn mower black also. Just the tires. Color the tires black on the lawnmower. Black tires on the lawnmower. And then we're going to color the lawnmower green, any kind of green. You could even use both green crayons if you want to get fancy. Lawnmower. What is the beginning sound in lawn? Oh, yep, letter L. And what about the ending sound in lawn? Yes, lawn. Okay, so our lawnmower is green with black tires. Take three more seconds for your lawnmower. 3, 2, 1. Okay, find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Go down to where you see a box. Do you see that box? And then there's a line next to it. We're going to write the whole word. We're going to write box. It has three sounds. What's the first sound? B, b, b. So I'm going to put my bat and then my ball. That way I know my B is going the correct direction. B, o would be next, right? Because we have b, a, a, a. Yep, so the letter O. And then what's the ending sound in box? Yes, the letter X. I love it. Okay, check it. You should have B, O, X next to the box. Okay, scoot over. It's a hose. And look, I put the bossy E there for you on purpose. We're going to put the sounds we can hear. We can't hear the bossy E, so I just typed it there for you. Ready? We're going to write hose. H. What's the next sound in hose? O. So write the letter O. And the last sound that we hear, hose. Yes, the letter S. So you should have written H-O-S, and then I put bossy E there for you. H-O-S-E spells hose. Okay, scoot over. This is a tire. I put the bossy E for you there again. I'm so nice. I'm so nice. Okay, let's write tire. T-t-t. What's the first sound? T. Second sound? T. I. Write the letter I. R. T-I-R-E spells tire. T-I-R-E. Make sure you have T-I-R-E. Okay, the E is already there for you. Okay, scoot down to the next part. We have a sentence. It says, read it with me. Point to the words while we read it. I know it's going to be about a car because I see the picture clue. So we need to use our picture clue so we can read the sentence. It says, we, move your finger, have a red car. Let's read it again. Point to the words and read it with me. We have a red car. Boys and girls, do you see the little dotted lines underneath the letter W on we? We need to trace those with our pencil. Just color, like trace those dotted lines. Trace, trace. I put those there because, boys and girls, this sentence does not begin the way a sentence is supposed to. How are we supposed to begin a sentence? With what kind of a letter? A capital letter. And then look at the end of the sentence. I put a little circle there for you. Will you trace that circle? And then inside of it, what punctuation mark should we use? It says, we have a red car. Is that a question? Should we put a question? It's period. I'm telling you, we have a red car. So put a period inside that circle. Put a period right inside that circle. Now see that big fat line? That big fat long line? We're going to copy this sentence. So start at the edge where we is. And instead of putting a lowercase w, we're going to touch the ceiling on that line and make a capital W. Make a capital W E, we, finger space, have, H, it's right there on top of you, top of the line, it's got it right there for you, H, A, what's next? V, E, we have finger space, what's the next word in the sentence? A, finger space, what's the next word? Red, R, E, D, okay, finger space, last word, car, C, A, R, and don't forget your period. Check that you started with a capital W. It should be touching the ceiling, reaching up high. We have a red car, and then a period. I'm going to give you a couple of extra seconds, maybe five more. If you want to wait and you're waiting, you could color the little car red if you're waiting. But you should have five words in your sentence. You should have a capital at the beginning and a period at the end. Okay, scoot down to the ladybugs. We are going to count backwards. So look at the spots on the first ladybug. Count them with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then scoot over. If we're counting backwards, this one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we have 6, 5. What comes next when you're counting backwards? 6, 5, 4. Will you draw 4 nice and round fat spots on the next ladybug? 4, 6, 5, 4. Scoot over. How many do we need to draw? 3. Draw 3 on the next ladybug. Ladybug. Big, nice, round, fat spots with your pencil. I'm going to go back to the first ladybug. We have 6, 5, 4, 3. This ladybug has 2. I put them there for you. What will our last ladybug have? 1. Pick the wing you want to put it on. Just 1. One of the wings won't have a spot, will it? Nope. And that's it. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off, boys and girls. We did it. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.